She is Martha Carney, who's had to give away her hives after being stung into shock by her beloved insects. Martha's live now with me. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Paddy.
We're pleased to hear you, but tell us how serious was the sting?
Well, I'd been stung a fair bit over the years, as most beekeepers tend to do, and I knew I was a little bit allergic. They would come up into kind of quite a red swelling. But then last summer, I got a bee caught in my hair. I wasn't even beekeeping, it was just in the garden. And unusually, I had a much more severe reaction. So I got covered in a horrible rash all over me. And then when my husband made me a cup of tea to calm me down, I had difficulty swallowing. So I knew at that point I needed to use my EpiPen, you know, which is a shot of adrenaline. And I had to go to hospital.
Well, how serious were you facing the risk of shock? Were you definitely deteriorating?
It affects your throat, then I think that's the first sign of something very serious, what they call an anaphylactic reaction. It's the same kind of thing that, you know, you'll have heard about. People get allergic to different kind of foodstuffs, most notoriously, I suppose, peanuts. So it was that reaction. So I went to the hospital and then I had to go and see a consultant who looked at me very severely and said, now, just how important are these bees? And I was given a big talking to, and I ended up having to give away all my hives. And I'd built up to 7 hives over the years. And you'll know, as everybody in our office knows, how tedious I am on the subject. I'm really obsessed with them. So it was a blow.
I don't think it's obsession, because we're told, aren't we, that without bees, there's no pollination. There's a risk to bees. We need people to keep them.
We do need people to keep them. We definitely need people to keep them. There are, of course, other pollinators are available. The less glamorous hoverfly, for example. But yes, people keep honeybees. Or if you don't keep bees, plant for bees. That's very important, particularly in the cities. Borage. I'm very keen on people planting borage. It's a wonderful plant for the bees, and you can always pop it in drinks as well.
Are you grieving, in a way, for this hobby and for something that you loved?
I am grieving, actually, Paddy. I am grieving. My husband says I'm bereaved, which I think is rather insensitive, frankly. And but I tell you, when the worst moment came was early in the spring, and I just automatically went out in the garden to look for the hives to see were the bees flying after the winter, and of course they weren't there.
I wonder how serious this actually was for your health, in the sense that I read you're having to take tiny stingettes in order to build up an immunity. When you were in the ambulance, did you fear that you might be permanently damaged?
It was quite interesting. The ambulance came very quickly, and they said that they'd nearly sent the air ambulance, a helicopter, because anaphylactic shock, I mean, it can be fatal. I mean, some people do, you know, a very small number, but some people do die. I didn't worry about that. They gave me a lot more adrenaline and steroids when I was in the ambulance, so I knew I was being well looked after. And I am, as you say, I'm having immunotherapy at the moment, which at first means you're injected with bee venom every week, and now I'm having it every month. And it's only for 3 years, Paddy, and then apparently I can start all over again.
And is that your plan?
I'd be very keen to start again, to be honest, but there's a slight fly in the ointment. It's the wrong insect analogy, isn't it? But my husband, when I couldn't keep bees anymore, he went out and started looking after them just to get the last crop of honey, being rather greedy for honey. He got stung several times through his veil, through the beekeeping equipment, and he came up in a terrible swelling. He looked like, I didn't tell him at the time, but he looked rather like a sort of troll or something out of Lord of the Rings.
Well, you've told
So I'm a bit worried about. I've told him now. Yes, I'm a bit worried about us having bees around the house in case it's dangerous for him. But it happens to a lot of beekeepers. I was involved in a charity event recently, and several beekeepers came up to me to saying that they'd had the same problem.
Martha, thank you for telling us about it.